listening to One on One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. One on One. We're talking 93.7 The Ticket and live broadcast during football season. And yeah, it's an opportunity for you to speak out and say, Believer says this. I could see myself listening to the sit-down talk during the game as I watch the game, turning up the comments a lot more like at halftime or to get commercials or things are going a certain way. Yeah, that would kind of be the thing. It's just another Husker hangout. Because, I mean, we'd like, even if you're in the stadium, you could still text in, right? You kind of know what you're seeing. And you could just text that in, and we would appreciate that. If you're on the road, if it's a road game and you're in the stadium, listen, we absolutely want to hear from you, right? If you're at home or you're at a bar, tell us where you are, how you're watching the game. Like, where are you? Are you by yourself? Are you at home? Are you in the garage? Are you in the basement, your man cave? Whatever that is, you could share pictures. You could – there's a ton you could do. And I think that it allows folks, and again, if it's really good, if your content is good, like it would be a part of the show. We actually could use it as a part to drive. And then as Bach and I were talking about, there's a few, like just imagine that we pick that we have a Bach will have a over the top rope battle royal battle of Husker super fans who want to be a part of the in game talk. And there's 12. Like, there's 12. We pick 12. Maybe have them sponsored. There certainly would be food. Right? Pizzas, runzas, right. Something. Like, whoever sponsors this thing,
yeah.
That's the food that we would put in. And then different items, right? You come in, you get a ticket shirt and ticket hat, and you get to sit here and, you know, share your thoughts on the game. But that's only if folks want to do it. Like, I don't want to put that on somebody. But, Bach, you can think of people who would want to do it.
Yeah, right? There are quiet fans. And right? There are, I think, a majority of fans that believe strongly in their own opinions, at least.
You're right. Right. Well, in that case, I mean, because in this thing, right, and it still has to be good entertainment, but it has to be factual. You can't just come out and rave, right? But being able to talk about who's playing, who's injured, who's playing well, who's not playing well, asking opinions of coaches and fans, like, what do you want here?
Well,
fourth and one, Bach, what do you want, right?
And every fan has a story, too. It's always fun to talk to fans and see, you know, where did their love of Huskers come from? What are their biggest memories, first memories? And then, like you're saying, you know, you could always bring it to current. Well, how do you feel about how Matt Rhule's doing? What are your positional concerns? So there's, for the well-informed fan, there's no shortage of football to talk.
Yeah, and here's the other thing that, As announced, that there is a full schedule of games available, and as I was just talking to Bach, that to have Bach do a weekly preview, would you in your head just sitting here NFL or college?
I like college ball a little more myself.
Okay, so we could allow you to negotiate with Austin Orman over him doing the NFL.
Yes,
you know, which I think he would do, and that's another thing that we could do. It was actually broached that we do the live sessions during Husker basketball because we're doing the postgame show. So we're here. Somebody could be here and it makes sense. The question is, do you override some of the student shows? But I mean, I think with the schedule, we can look at the schedule and pretty much we knew that there weren't any real conflicts. Everybody kind of understood it. But I think that's the direction, the next step of the ticket. The evolution of it is that to have Bach give previews for the college games that we're going to show. And again, it's quite the list. You know, I'll ask you, I'll mention a few. Just tell me what comes to mind, right?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Michigan State, Ohio State.
Oh, man. I remember for that one, I remember being in Vegas in 2016, I think, and betting on that. Michigan State pulled the upset. But, yeah, I mean, that's a classic one. I know it kind of gets lost in Big Ten rivalries, but that's the one that I get up for every year.
Auburn, Alabama.
Oh, man. What more to say about the Iron Bowl rivalry week? It's one of the best games in college football on a yearly basis, but especially in rivalry week. That's a top three rivalry for many.
Think about this, that the Big Ten in its newest version has new rivalries. Some are teams that have played each other because of bowl games, and you've built some history. But in some of these are good programs who are just going to have to rebuild and do their own. One of those games is Oregon at Wisconsin. Think about this, that late in November, cold weather, Oregon, the Ducks, and their track team going to have to go to Wisconsin and try to figure out how to get a win at Camp Randall.
Yeah, well, that in Wisconsin, who knows what they're going to be doing by then, because they were trying to get to this spread, but maybe they'll find out themselves in late in the year in Camp Randall. That's not a great idea either.
Oregon is, and again, I'm thinking their schedule has to be pretty brutal, because before that, they're going to go to the Big House and take on Michigan. Listen, the reigning defending national titles and three-time Big Ten champions will face the Oregon Ducks, and I'm not sure, in your mind, we're not surprised if either one's the favorite.
No, and I'm interested, too. I mean, Oregon, they come into this conference with two guys that could legit be All-Americans at wideout. Michigan's got a corner. I mean, there's a couple. Big Ten, it's a pretty good defensive back league. And so we'll see if those are a little bit better and challenge Oregon's wide receivers, these All-American wide receivers, a little bit more than they were challenged in the Pac-12. But certainly, you know, it's interesting in that game, as you went to Big Ten Media Days and mentioned, it doesn't feel like there's enough respect given to the defending champs.
Put some respect on my name. I'm the national champion. Also in this, in the fact that the ticket will get to broadcast other Big Ten matchups. One of those being one that I'm curious to see what Nebraska fans take on it, but Wisconsin traveling to Iowa. Mm. Like, who does Nebraska root for?
That's always a tough one. It usually would depend on Big Ten West standings. Now that those are out of the way.
Right. We're all in the same water.
Yeah.
We're all in the same water. My uncle used to say, yeah, we're all in the same bathwater, bro.
Oh, yeah. Like,
one of us gets dirty, we both get dirty. That's kind of how that works. Another one of these that just kind of jumps out at me, that we're going to have these types of games. LSU at Texas A&M. Like, and they're giving us full access. So in a lot of these, we can carry pregame shows. And I think these would also be, I mean, some of these, when Nebraska's playing on Friday or playing later at night, we can actually do pregames for the games that we're going to air, and they're giving us content to do so.
Yeah. It's going to be incredible. I mean, and even to that matchup, LSU and Texas A&M, you know, Texas A&M has been in the SEC long, but that's two programs that I think at full function could run college football, right? I mean, those are they have very high ceilings. Maybe not quite where they want to be right now, but at any time, any year, if they get on a run, watch out.
Several of these weeks could be identified as potential conference championship games of the Big Ten Conference. One of these is in week 7, where Ohio State travels to Oregon. Like, listen, buckle up and give me the work. Like, this is why we're in this business. That a day like that, to have two teams ranked in the top 4 playing each other midseason.
Yeah, I mean, that's a definitely, if it weren't for the Big Ten ties, and I know they played non-con a few years ago, that's playoff prediction right there. And maybe still with the 12-team playoff, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's going to be several Big Ten teams in there. So certainly two teams that expect to be in the playoff, and some of the best, you know, that's, I you look at the top 5 non, you know, regular season games this year, that game's going to be in almost just about every list.
It's going to be a fantastic run. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll finish out. Again, there are more games on the schedule that I want to get Box immediate reaction on, because it's pretty exciting that the ticket will be bringing these games to you.